All right, what is up? Welcome to the Movie Review Podcast. Still working on some names. Hopefully soon we'll get our permanent name. We were talking a little off air about it. But yeah, man, how you doing this week, man? How was Easter? Was it Easter this week? Yeah. No, that was last weekend, wasn't it?
Last week.
What's up? I'm all mixed up.
My name is Will. This is Kramer. We're reviewing this week for the new film release that we do. It's called Thunder Force. Thunder Force. Let's start off on just that alone. I want to kind of nitpick that. Before we do you have a trailer by any chance ready?
Yeah, I'm getting it right now.
My overall take on this film, I had to stop. Let me just say it right now. I had to stop 30 minutes in just to take a lap. Yeah. It was so underwhelming. It really was. I was not expecting what I did. I was thinking, like, you know, out of a movie like this, seeing the characters that I'm seeing, you know, it's not your typical superhero type story. Well, kind of, but it's not your typical models for what you see in a superhero.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. So
that kind of is, I don't know, it was disappointing for me.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll talk about it because I have some feelings about it. Okay. But let's watch the trailer. I'm going to have the volume kind of down because last time it was copyright strike, but that's all right.
Oh, yeah, that's a bit really low.
But
so the overall star is these two main characters, right? We have Octavia Spencer.
Octavia Spencer.
Melissa McCarthy.
McCarthy.
And it's a real odd duo that you wouldn't really expect to like team up.
But yeah, seriously, it was a weird team up.
And I didn't see Melissa McCarthy doing superhero movies. I didn't think that was going to be a thing, but here we are, right? We have a little bit of the scene of where Melissa gets a hold of some special serums that are having to do with like genetic splicing and genetic mutations and stuff like that. You see her face swell up. And
look, yeah, super. It was based in Chicago, which I was kind of like, oh, okay. Like, that was kind of cool.
It wrapped a lot for us, but it kind of made us look like dumb, fat, and stupid. I don't like my representation being based off Melissa McCarthy. I can't do it. And then,
Well, she's very Midwestern. Like a lot of the things she does is very Midwestern. This part was kind of funny. That's actually Melissa McCarthy's husband.
That's the guy that's getting tased.
Yeah,
he directed the film.
Yeah, they're always in the movies together. Are they them really? And Bateman? Yeah. I think this is their fifth like movie, kind of doing it together, kind of thing.
Okay.
But yeah, that her. Oh my god, what's her name? She's the girl that plays Mantis in Guardians. Oh, and it was so different. It just threw me off because the voice is the same voice. I think, you know, she's got that same voice, but it was a completely different character, different attitude. It was really, I'm sure, good for her. You know, like, she got to be evil.
Right. You know? She got to kind of broaden that spectrum of what her skill set is. Yeah. Well, I mean, she did okay. She looked pretty intimidating, but nothing in this film. And I'm sorry to say it, but nothing wowed me about this film.
Yeah.
The name,
yeah,
no. Thunder Force. Why?
Yeah, it was just cool. This was kind of funny though. For me this whole movie was very, I thought it was going to be really stupid, like just really really stupid. Okay. And I wasn't really expecting much from it anyway. I mean, don't get me wrong, it wasn't a great movie, but it gave me some chuckles. It gave me some chuckles, but it wasn't like, but same thing, like it's kind of the beat, the, like you said, maybe the first 30 minutes was kind of like, once they really got into like being superheroes is when it got better for me. There were a few chuckles, a few parts where I kind of like, ha, like, okay, that was kind of like funny, but for the most part, it was okay, I guess. I mean, I think the best platform is Netflix that it came out on. You know,
I think it should have been a web series. Like, it should have been a YouTube video.
or YouTube, like, premiere, YouTube Red, or whatever they call it.
For real. I don't think it should have been good. Like, I think it stretched on longer than it needed to. It was in an hour, 45 minutes.
40, yeah. Yeah.
And that was just too long. It was too long. And here's really? The thing. I actually, in my opinion, I feel like I was having a tough time trying to watch Eric Andre's movie, because it was just a lot of string along pranks and, like, yeah, there's a storyline, but it's just a lot of randomness. Here, yeah. You get also a lot of randomness, but it's very awkward and very cringe inducing.
Yeah, and, like, that was
I know, you know, you're going to see people in the comments, or maybe people that watch this, you're going to say, oh, comedy is subjective. It is subjective, right? So stuff that makes, you know, group A people laugh is not going to make group B laugh. I understand that. Yeah. But this is not even, like, worthy of being on the big screen. Like, this should have been.
Yeah, no. I agree. Yeah, this is definitely not. This is not a movie thing. This is, you don't go to the movies. This is a Netflix, Hulu, you know, even right. Is it like maybe a YouTube kind of red thing? Definitely kind of a thing. But, yeah, I don't know. I mean,
you want to break down the film a little bit?
Yeah.
And what happens? So,
yeah.
Kind of gave a little clarity on why, like,
yeah,
why we think what it is. Let's kind of look at what it is, right? So, it's two girls that are completely different backgrounds, right? You have one African American chick who's kind of the nerdy, you know, bookworm type. Mm-hmm. And then you have white chick that is kind of troubled, has some, you know, some things at home that are not going too great for her. So she kind of acts up, and she, you know, it's kind of a fuck up, you know, that's her steelo.
Yeah, she is. Yeah.
So with that being said, like, they're different backgrounds. So you expect, oh, okay, you put polar opposites together, they can make some chemistry happen, right?
Yeah.
A lot of times, maybe yes, right? But in this situation, you know, I think the way they kind of get a bond is Melissa McCarthy's younger character herself kind of saves Octavia Spencer's character, who's Emily.
Emily, yeah, there. I couldn't think of her name.
Lydia, yeah. So Lydia and Emily. So Emily's getting bullied. Young Emily's getting bullied. So Lydia comes to the rescue and beats up this one boy with, like, a weapon or something like that. And it's like, oh, okay, it's a coming of age tale of, you know, two best friends, right? So something happens. So some backstory with Emily is, her parents are also bookworms. They're scientists. They're like genetic scientists that mess with, you know, gene mutation and all that cool stuff, biology. And they're on a mission to get some kind of defense for what's happened so far in 1980s. There was a, like, what was it? Hold on. Intergalactic cosmic ray,
splash on the world. Silly.
Yeah, exactly. It sounds so made up. It sounds like my nephew or like my son made the story up. And so, but, some cosmic ray. What's up?
Yeah. Well, no, the cosmic rays. But I like what they did, where it only affected people who were like sociopaths, like bad people, kind of thing. I was like, that's. I honestly, I don't think I can remember anything like that, like, done before. We're like, oh, here's this thing, but it only affects, like, psychopath, crazy, bad people. And I'm like, what? I was like, that's a interesting, very simple, but very interesting kind of thing. You know, like you said, it's very easy, like, oh, it's cosmic rays, Fantastic Four. I mean, there's just a million freaking things that do cosmic rays. But this only affected, like, people with, like, I forgot what they said, but, like, they're something in,
what is it? I wrote it down.
Yeah, like, it was like their brain was wired to be bad people,
right? Yeah, people that are like mentally ill, or they have like troubled backgrounds or things like that.
Yeah,
people that are psychologically kind of fucked.
Yeah,
they hit those people. So which is I guess prone to make villains, I guess, in this world. In this,
yeah.
Like, if you could place this movie, by the way, in DC Universe or Marvel Universe, where would you place this film?
Oh, I don't know. Choose Just the backstory would sound more like DC, but it's really hard because it's kind of, it takes a little bit of both worlds. I feel like, at least on the cinematic universes, it takes some of the gritty, like real life stuff that DC does. Like if bad people got powers, this is what they would do, you know. But it takes like some of the lightheartedness and goofiness that like you see in like Guardians, and you saw in like Thor Ragnarok, and it takes some of that like too, and it really blends it together in an okay fashion, you know. Like I think it was just it, I don't know, you know. But I it's a really a weird combo of the two, you know. So for sure. It was, that I thought was kind of interesting. But yeah, the cosmic rays was pretty awesome.
It was something different. So yeah, you know what? I didn't think about it like that. Nothing has really touched on that kind of aspect of like getting hit with, you know, cosmic, you know, galactic rays or whatever. Okay, things that affect, but they didn't play on that idea too much. I wish they would have like kind of piggybacked off of that. That would have made it more believable if, you know, let's say, you know, the thing to stop this phenomena is, you know, mutating your genes of people who are, I don't know. What are the opposite of these people? Like people that are goody two shoes people or can only get these like powers.
Well, it's the whole like Red Skull and Captain America, like in the first Avenger movie. You know, they both took a super soldier serum, but one like is so evil that his face melted off, and the other one is the goodest goody, you know, guy ever to exist kind of thing, you know what I mean? So it's what it's kind of like something like that, you know. I see that. But you know, but yeah you want to keep going. So yeah, so the cosmic rays affected Earth,
right? And that was in the 80s, right? So while they're growing up, you know, that's a constant threat, these people that are called miscreants.
The
miscreants. And they're pretty much, they're like mutants. They're just mutants with cool powers that got hit. But they're getting hired by this greater evil that we'll get to in a second, who's called the King. He doesn't have that cool of a name, the King. It's just, like I said, so underwhelming. I can't. So here's the thing. So they're a constant, you know, villain that's in the 80s, right? So when Lydia and Emily are growing up, Emily is kind of more of on a mission to continue her parents' work, because early on in her life, her parents get murdered by some miscreants. So she has some vengeance, you know, on her back. She wants to like continue what her parents were doing and find a way to, I guess, mutate her own genes, which was like her plan. And she wants to get powers that are better and defeat these miscreants, these mutated people, right?
Yeah.
So that's what she wants to do. And then, you know, the fuck up Lydia, who's played by Melissa McCarthy. She's just a fuck up, and she keeps fucking up shit, and she fucked up some of Emily's work, and Emily gets pissed, so they kind of butt heads, and so they have a falling out. And that was like, oh shit. They had a falling out, and so they kind of, after that, kind of zoomed past a bunch of years, right? I guess you want to say current.
Yeah, it went from like what, like high school to like, yeah, to like current day. So
also,
it was like it was like 20 years, I think they said, something like that, right?
It was a reunion. It was definitely a reunion. I don't know if it was a 10-year or it might have been a 25-year. I think it makes more sense if it's 25-year. But anyways, years later, they have a reunion party going up, and the only one that's really worried about it is Melissa McCarthy's character, Lydia, because she has nothing else going on in her life. If you notice what she's what she's wearing, and like she talks about later in the movie that she got her clothes from the dump or from the trash.
You know? Like, okay, I literally got from the trash.
You didn't have to add that into the whatever, you know, to the dialogue, but she did. And she like, she's like, again, she's your typical fuck up, right? Luckily, she's not on drugs or anything. She's a pretty like decent person, but she's just lackluster. She's just, you know, terrible. And with that being said, she has a reunion coming up, and she's like, hey, you know what, it'd be more exciting if I can, you know, reunite with Emily, who at this point, Emily has just leveled up from when she was little. She's like
on the news. Already,
she's on the news. She has her own big company called, fuck, I forgot the company's name.
Totally like a P. Yeah.
She has her own company that's like all about what her parents were trying to accomplish, the whole gene splicing, gene mutating, crazy scientific stuff, right? That I'm sure she's getting paid hella money. But she's, like I said, on a mission to, I guess, get revenge for her parents and just, I guess, overall be a hero. Like she's never really been, she's kind of always been the underdog. Early on in the film, she was kind of getting bullied. So she wants to kind of like stick up for the little guy, and she wants to get muscles, and she wants to not get muscles, but she wants to get, super
She wants to be
strength
like strong, yeah, the strong.
and, and do what she thinks is right, morally right. So what happens? Emily goes to visit her. Surprisingly, her assistant downstairs led her upstairs to where Emily was. I guess she had her family there, her son. Works for her. Was that her son? I don't even know.
Don't know if they said it was her son. I know that that was the daughter. I don't know if that was the son.
Oh, you're right.
I
You're
don't
right.
think
Yeah. He,
so.
so he had, she had some guy working for him, her assistant. He was up
Yeah.
there and he was just kind of doing his thing. Her daughter, again, kind of like Octavia Spencer, is, not really socially accepted, and she's super, super smart into being in her books. So yeah, she so Emily goes to visit her, and then she spills beer on Lydia. So then Lydia's like, okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, Lydia spills beer on Emily. Emily is like, okay, I'll be right back. Don't touch anything. And little do we find out that she has like her secret lab with all the work she's been doing. It's public, or not public, but it's accessible to anyone. So Emily goes in and she fucks shit up, and she accidentally injects herself with a mutated serum.
Like the serum, yeah, which was a stupid thing. Like she went to go sit down, so it really wasn't her I won't say it, like her fault. Like she wasn't
Yeah.
touching too much stuff, but she went to go sit down on the massage chair, which it did look like a massage chair, you know. And then it like locked her into place. So I'm like, listen, if you got a chair where if anybody sits down, it just automatically injects you. It was like you need to change your chair.
Okay, by the way, this chair, right, that you bring up, I'm glad you brought this up. I was looking at the scene and I think I rewinded it. She her arm were her arms free to like block the
No,
injection?
it like
Oh,
it
it
grabbed
did
her
cuff her
arms.
up.
Yeah, grabbed her
Okay.
head and her arms.
That was crazy,
Yeah.
man.
Yeah.
A lot of the stuff in the movie, so the one thing I like in films is the factor that they can make you believe that these things are actually happening. This had no credibility to do any of that. The whole time I knew I was watching a film, and I
Yeah.
was just so, like I said, I'm gonna keep saying that, I was so underwhelmed by everything that was going on. Even like the overall, like I think they might have had ad libs in the movie, but the ad libs or everything that was written was just overall, in my opinion, trash, 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 trash. And I might get some hate for this. That's okay. I'm prepared for that. If you wanna hit me up and send me hate mail, you can find my name, Peppa MD. Send me
And
all you
come at
want.
me.
For real.
Shit. Yeah, I don't know if it was trash like that, but also I went in with very low expectations, like
Yeah.
very low expectations.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know. It was just for what it was, I was enjoying it because it was also making fun of itself a lot too. Like up to that point, it was kind of
Hard.
like playing a lot of the stupid tropes, like you said, like the perfect
Right.
stranger kind of whole setup, like opposite kind of people, which was kind of cool. But like one thing in the beginning, before I forget, because I didn't want to cut you off, but at the beginning when they show them younger, and she was sticking up for Emily, which is the smarty one, and she was like they're like talking shit to the guy, the little boy that was picking on Emily. I thought that
Oh
was really
yeah.
funny. And then when she like
Green.
beat the shit out of him in the like the playground, and she told him like, "Now get in the garbage can." I was like, "What?" She goes, "Cause you're trash." I was like, that made me laugh. That was a spot where I'm like, "Okay, that's kind of funny."
Was
That was kind of
funny.
funny.
So you know what, I
But
will say I did have the most I guess most laughs. I really didn't laugh throughout this film, but the most laughs that I did have were when Melissa McCarthy and Octavia Spencer were not on film. Times when Jason Bateman was kind of going off,
yes.
Or even the King. Like I didn't like the King too much, but even he had like some funnier lines when he kind of stretched out jokes a little bit too much.
Yeah, he was definitely like a over the top kind of silly person.
What'd you think of their like childhood friend? He didn't even make that much of an appearance. I wish he made more of an appearance. Clyde.
The two appearances, and then that was it. And I was like, what? Like, I thought like he was gonna be a love interest or something, and it was literally like nothing. Like, it started off with their showing them in high school. He didn't know how to make jokes, and then later he still didn't know how to make jokes. But then that was it. Like, then like you never saw him again. Like, after that, I was like, wait, what? I was like, I'm sure it's a minor character, but also like that's something that you could have used at the end as a good callback. Would have been really good. Something that could have really been used as a really good comedy point, but maybe they were just kind of like they didn't think it fit.
All the good
But
films, or the great films, I should say, always tend to like tie loose ends. They didn't tie that loose end with Clyde.
yeah,
And
no.
I don't want to see a part two of this film.
Not
But if they
me
were
neither,
to,
but
they need to include more Clyde. His jokes were really cringe.
yeah,
Again,
yeah, oh yeah.
this whole film was very cringeworthy. But even with him, his whole joke of, oh, knock, knock, an owl. What? Who? And he's just like, he fucks up the punchline like
Which
so
that
many
was
times.
funny. Yeah, that was really that was funny.
Yeah, that was
That was funny.
organically funny, you know? Like, I know they went off script or off on a tangent and kind of went with this guy, but that was at least a good intro to, like, I was expecting he was gonna have like a role in the end where he like injects himself with serum and we were gonna see him
Or
maybe
like maybe
join the
a
force.
new team member, or maybe become a bad guy and like he's the hidden like henchman or something like that. You know what I mean? Because that was one thing they did really well was with the bad guys. Like you said, like the King kept doing these like weird tangents, and like there's a part where he gets mad and he has like the little bad guy hissy fit where he's like a 5-year-old and starts throwing shit. And then they wind up killing like four henchmen. He's like, which was funny. And then Jason Bateman's like, oh, you killed Dave. Dave was one of the good ones. He's like, oh. He goes, who are you? I don't like you. He goes, my name's Andrew, but you call me Andy. And then, like that was funny because
It
it's
was.
so stupid. Like, it doesn't belong in the movie, but it just like made the bad guys seem even more stupid because the whole premise of them getting powers in the first place was stupid. So it just like continued the stupidity of it all. It was
That was
that I
something that
thought,
worked for
yeah.
sure.
And then a callback. Andrew was like the only one alive, even though he wanted him dead like most of the time. He kept telling Laser, who was, I can't think of her name. What was her name? The girl who played Mantis. Was Pom.
Palm Clementif, or I gotta
Yeah,
pronounce right.
Pom.
Palm,
Yeah.
call it Palm.
But yeah, Pom was like Laser, which was su she was super cool because it was very over the top, silly. But she kept killing everybody, which was just again so stupid. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
I
Like
guess it
it.
was to send a message, but he was sending it to no one. He was just killing his own guys for no
He's killing
reason.
his own guy. Yeah, which is like because it's like this plays on like the stupid bad guy trope kind of thing, like overly violent for no reason besides being violent kind of thing. It was just I found like humor in that. I thought that was kind of funny because it was just kind of stupid. But yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm trying to think like anything else up to that point where you ended.
No, not really.
It was kind of
Not really
funny.
that had an impact, at least for me to remember. Like, all I kept, I wrote down, fuck Wayne, who was the kid bully in the beginning.
Yeah, Wayne, there you go.
Very cringe moments when like they both get there, or they both start their treatments. They get in the car and start having some pump up music, and they were like, "Yeah, let's get hyped." And it's just like,
I
"The
forgot who it was. It was like a non-hype kind of singer. It was like a old classic song. That was
I
funny.
forgot. I should have wrote down the song, but yeah, exactly. And then I think that's about it. They up to that point. She injects herself with, so it's supposed to be a two-part serum injection is what Emily was gonna take. one of the injections was supposed to give super strength, and the other one was invisibility. And
Yeah.
some kind of like force field kind of thing going on too. Kind of like, what's her name?
Invisible
Fantastic Four.
Woman.
Yeah, exactly. That was her
They
whole.
never really did too much about that though. I kept waiting for her to like do a big bubble kind of thing. And that never panned out. And I was kind of upset. I was like, oh, really? Come
I agree. I was disappointed, but
Yeah.
that was it. They finally get their powers. They face the bad guy. Like I don't even want to dig into details too much at this point. Like, but they get the king, and they're kind of getting defeated. And they're always on the talks with Emily's daughter, who's also the kind of a bookworm. And so she's like, "Oh man, my mom's in trouble." Or yeah, my mom's in trouble. Let me hop in and join you guys. So she ends up, I think, does she take a serum as well?
Yeah, I don't think they show it, but she
She didn't show it.
does.
Oh yeah, okay. So I thought it was
Because she does get
crazy.
powers.
She gets powers out of nowhere. Again, there's no
Yeah.
explanation. A lot of the stuff is
No.
just arbitrary. Like, oh yeah, this happened. You just go
She's
with the
got
flow.
a yeah, she's got like a white suit and I think it was super speed, wasn't it?
Super speed,
It was
definitely.
a speed, yeah.
And so she comes, kind of save the day, and defeats the bad guys. I felt really bad for Jason Bateman, by the way. Claw hands.
Again, so stupid.
I swear they got like random like powers or random things, and they put it in a hat, and they said, "Oh yeah, let's give Jason Bateman claw hands." Like,
His backstory, though, of how he got that, because he didn't get
oh
that from the
yeah,
rays.
he didn't.
He
Never
got it
did.
from the stupidest thing.
The radioactive coral reef with his wife,
Yeah,
right?
like crab, like, and it bit him in the ball sack.
Yeah.
And then for some reason he got crab like arms. And it's not even the whole arm. I think it's just from like the elbow down,
Yeah, pretty
right?
much.
Which is stupid.
And he couldn't do shit with it. It wasn't like super strengthy claws. It was just
No.
some regular ass claws.
Yeah.
It seemed
But
like.
he had like this attitude, this ego, like he was like a badass villain, which really I think that really fit Jason Bateman kind of like style that he always does.
Right.
That was pretty funny. But well, him and
Melissa McCarthy.
Lydia with Melissa McCarthy, they wind up having a weird love thing going on. And the first
Yeah.
time they met at the liquor store, and they like that was the first time they like did anything as superheroes.
Right.
I'm like, what the hell's going on? And I thought, I'm like, oh, maybe that's also one of his powers is mind control. So maybe he made her like do it, but it wasn't. It was just like they just had a thing for each other, which was
It was
stupid because
weird.
it cut to like a weird scene where they start dancing and
Yeah.
she's like dressed up, but like kind of
Oh
like
God,
mixed up
the
between like an
musical scene.
80s. Yeah, because she had like it was like 80s, 70s rock. Which
Yeah.
she had the big hair and the stupid dress, and he was dressed up. I was like, that was so silly. But it fit the movie, I thought.
It
But
did. Would you consider this movie a parody superhero film, or
oh
or
yeah,
do you take
no,
it serious for
no,
being a superhero? It's a parody, right? I
it's definitely
kept
a
debating
parody.
with myself, like, what do I get out of this film? Do I get that they're making fun of themselves for being a mediocre superhero film, like Kick-Ass, kind of like Kick-Ass, even though Kick-Ass was a pretty good, decent film for what it
Yeah,
was,
Kick-Ass was super badass,
right?
but Kick-Ass was a comic book though too,
It
so
was a
it
comic book. It was,
you know
yeah.
they kind of still falls in line with everything else, where this was just they just did it. I mean, I guess it's not a parody like how like oh what's the scary movies, oh, Scary Movie, you know,
Yeah.
Scary Movie did with all the scary movies at the time, Scream and all that. Like that's an obvious parody. This one is more of a subtle kind of parody.
Okay.
But yeah, what's up, Olisha? Hey guys.
How you doing?
But yeah, so this was it was definitely a parody because it played a lot of the tropes. I mean, it even played a Batman like theme song with the seal, Kiss from a Rose, and
Yeah.
like she integrated it in their suits so it can get them like relaxed
Like,
as
yeah.
and they start singing it. It was like I'm like, come on. That was just because you own
Yeah.
like that was a song made for the Batman movie.
It
Like I
was.
believe it was Batman
Yes.
and Robin, I believe Batman Forever.
With
I
Michael
think it was
Keaton, right?
Batman for no, that was George Clooney. No, not George. That was Val Kilmer, I believe.
Was it? Oh,
I think okay, that was, I think that was really. I think it was. It wasn't. It was either Clooney or Val Kilmer. I think it was Val Kilmer, The Kiss from a Rose.
Ollie would know. She fucking knows her. Her 80s, 90s.
Oh, that.
But yeah. Okay. Yeah. Right. They kept singing that song. How did they hear that song? was reserved for only Batman.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about everyone owning anything. But you can always get rights stuff. Here's a couple grand. And then they take it. Also, I mean, that song is only known for that movie, you know, like a superhero movie, you know, so yeah. It really fit. But yeah, it was I think it's definitely, it was a parody.
So Jason Bateman, right? His role was, I guess, the most important in this film, just for the fact that he was playing kind of double agent with his love interest with Lydia. Mm-hmm. He kind of told some information that was beneficial to Emily and them. So
yeah, that was another great scene. They go on a date, and I'm like, either he's trying to get information from her or she's trying to get information from him, which it was, but it was also like an actual date.
It was.
You know, and then I thought that was so fun with the whole seafood thing.
The waiter, he tries to offer seafood as like the special. Yeah, we have a nice, you know, when he said that, that was pretty funny. He's like, you're gonna offer seafood to a guy with crab hands? We think we're cannibals? That was silly.
But that was funny too. It was like, because he's like, he also said like how much he liked seafood and crab before he got the crab hands. I just thought that was like, it was just so goofy. I was like, he's like, oh, but I really did like seafood before. So he's like, I forgot, he said to put him like in a weird like dilemma,
right?
But Jason Bateman was a pretty important character, because he's the one that obviously like kind of turns the movie at the end.
I was hoping that he would be able to like, because he got his claws ripped off at some point, the king or someone ripped off his claws.
It was the king.
Maybe you caught it and I didn't. Were his claws regrowing, or did he take like a replacement? What was that?
I assume they were regrowing, because I think they regrow their limbs. I could be wrong. I'm not 100% sure.
I don't know. It was just an odd thing to see, because later in the film, I forgot what he was doing, but they showed
they were feeding each other.
Oh, they were feeding each other, and it shows. It kind of gave me like vibes from Deadpool when he cut off
his hand,
and it showed the baby hand, like it was the baby claw. Like,
what the fuck? Again, like another parody kind of thing. But yeah, that I thought that was pretty funny, because for whatever reason, like since he's a crab, he likes raw meat. But for her, with her powers, like she loves raw chicken, and I guess it's good for her because of her, which I thought was stupid, because she was like cramming it down her throat and it was like all juicing out. And it was like actually really nasty. And Olivia Spence, like Emily, was just like all gagging. She's like, oh no, I can't watch this. It was kind of.
Can we just talk about, by the way, the kind of justice? I feel like African Americans are always getting the shit end of the stick when it comes to being in movies. So, for example, let me bring this up. In the film, when Emily and Lydia are doing their treatments, right, to kind of ignite their powers, they have two very different experiences. For once, you know, the African American person, you know, had the easier take on doing something that she didn't want to do, right? So to get her powers, all Emily had to do was just take pills.
Yeah.
Just pills, that's it. And Melissa McCarthy's character Lydia had to like endure all this crazy shit, right? Like what did she have to do?
Those injections. Oh, there's the injections in her face
which gave her boils.
There was a part where it injects her boobs.
Huh?
The injections injects her boobs, and she's like, she goes, "Why in the boobs?" And then she's like, "Oh, you know, we need to do a few of them, you know, in the pectoral muscle." So like, she's like, she just grabs her boobs and is like, "What the hell?"
And there was no explanation. That's all she said. Just because.
She's like, you need to.
That's pretty funny, man.
She gets all like the boils in her face.
It was disgusting,
which was kind of funny. Yeah. bring a quick picture of it up. Which was it was pretty funny though. But yeah, like you said, it was like you had these needles.
Right, super high tech. Looks like something
Yeah.
from Spider-Man 2 with Doc Ock and shit.
Yeah. And so she had to do what, 33 treatments of
Yeah.
that, like every day, like for what, over a month, this like injections, and a few of them are in her boobs. So
Right. And they were always randomized too. They were like you never had the same day, I think twice. I think they mentioned something like that. But either way, it was just a lot of
something
extra shit she went through just to get some cool powers.
that. Yeah, but it was pretty funny. But yeah, I mean, they also they make Octavia Spencer Emily. She's smart. I'm rich, she's not like you said, like a lot of times, the African American woman, or especially the woman, gets like a crap deal,
They
but
do.
like here, she's the smart one. She's like, the Tony Stark of it all. She's like the Batman, kind of thing. She her daughter's, super smart as well,
Right.
so
She did well for herself, definitely.
yeah.
I wish she would have expressed herself more as like an alpha. I know her role is to be the underdog, moving up. I get that thing. But then when she does, build her little empire, I feel like she should have had more of a what's the word I'm thinking of?
More like a Bruce Wayne kind of thing, like more of an ego,
More of an
like,
ego, yeah. More of a like it's more a pronounced, persona where she's like, yeah, like I got my shit together. What the fuck are you doing, Lydia?
well, because yeah, every superhero that's rich, mostly, either Batman or Tony Stark, they have that ego, like, or Bruce Wayne, like, he's that rich guy, Tony Stark's the rich guy and kind of thing. Here, she didn't really, like you said, yeah, she never really had that. She was
She
just
was more
kind of,
humble more than anything. Like when she noticed that her daughter was having kind of a disconnect with her, she noticed that she was like, oh, I'm heartbroken by that. Is there something that I can do to make you feel better? Or she kind of tried to have a heart to heart talk later in the film, with her daughter, and she's like, yeah, I wish you would be more like this because Lydia's character is so outgoing, and she just says whatever, blah blah blah. So I guess she likes that more loosey goosey kind of parenting other than her. Than Emily's strict ass, like things she has going on.
Yeah, I can see that. But let's see, well, where do we leave off at the story? Well, one thing we did say is the king, he's running for mayor against another candidate,
Yeah.
and so he you find out he's the main bad guy, obviously, well, especially a name as the king, which I think they were trying to play Kingpin kind of vibes kind of thing.
I can see that.
Or like Lex Luthor, even, like, oh, it's he's the bad guy, but he's also in politics for some reason,
Yeah.
so there's that. Yeah, so he was telling the people like he's the only one that can stop the bad guys, when in fact he's
Miscreant.
the one, the miscreants, when in fact he's the head of them all, so yeah, obviously you can stop them because you just tell them to stop. So
Right. That
that
was
was
his
the big
way.
thing with him, was he was going to work his way up to being president, which also comes from Lex Luthor. Lex Luthor in the comics, becomes president,
Trying to
so
have world domination, working your way up. I saw that.
so
Okay.
that was his big thing, is why he wanted them to stop, because if he if somebody else besides him can stop the bad guys, then he's not relevant in
He won't get
politics.
votes. He won't get the votes he needs. He's trying to get those votes that make him seem like the hero.
Yeah, exactly.
That
So
was a
that's
good
the
take on the
main
story.
reason. Again, everything was very, very, very simple. All the concepts, nothing was too in depth.
Right.
But I didn't mind that, because again, it was just a simple kind of movie,
Right.
But so yeah, so I don't know, where do we leave off? So Jason Bateman met, they had their dinner date,
They swapped
and then
information,
yeah.
and then when they got back to their respective,
Oh, and then they had
parties.
sex, which was weird.
Oh, did I miss that? They had
They had
sex?
sex.
Oh, God.
He rips off her like cowboy button down that she was wearing, and she
Yeah.
was sprinkling Oh, she was freaking
seasoning. And he was cool with it, right?
Yeah, he was like, oh yeah. It was like a turn on. It was so stupid. But
okay, yeah. Why did I forget about that one?
Yeah. Because she came back and told Emily about it, and she's like, "Oh, he's really good." You know, I'm like, "What the fuck?"
Look at it, dude. I think around that time, I got distracted by something, so I did miss a little bit. But yeah, I did rewind it and then rewatch it. It didn't make sense, but now I'm okay. Yeah, they were having sex and seasoning on them. I did see that. Man.
That was so stupid.
Very weird thing to see on screen.
Yeah.
But hopefully, if this film does well, I hope they bring back Jason Bateman. I'm not big on the King. They could like leave his ass in the past. He's dead.
I don't know. They didn't show.
They didn't show a resolution for him.
Yeah. Well, yeah. They defeated him. Yeah. But then, yeah, you don't see him either come back or die, kind of thing. So You always just have to assume, you know, they're alive.
Anybody else important in this film? The director was in here. He had a small role. He was one of the bad guys, right?
Yeah, Melissa McCarthy. He's the one that gets shocked with the taser in the trailer. Yeah.
Can we talk about that? Yeah. When isn't that a fucking crime? She almost she made that guy a vegetable. She tased him too much to the point where
he didn't die. No, because he got up and left.
He did.
And then later, when they were telling him, he comes in and gives the King something, like when the King's having his little meeting, and he's all burnt on the side and all messed up.
Oh.
And he's like, he goes, do something about that. Go put some lotion. Go just put a lot of lotion on.
He's putting makeup, foundation, and stuff like that. Yeah. And they comment on it later, and they're like, man, this is good, dude.
Yeah. I think he winds up dying from laser. I think she winds up zapping him and killing him when he went on his weird killing rant of his own guys.
I don't know. That kind of reminded me of Austin Powers, in a sense.
Mm.
Like Dr. Evil would like just be bogus as fuck to his henchmen.
Yeah. Like, drop them in the, with the sharks or whatever he did.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that is kind of true. I'm trying to think, like, at the end they have their big battle. Well, he winds up losing the election, right? Because Thunder Force backs up the girl back or backs up the other candidate, which I forgot what her name was. Her character,
I think, was it Anona Ali, right? I don't think so.
Gutierrez was her? I forgot.
It's okay. Okay.
But yeah, but so he winds up losing the mayor election to her, and then he's gonna throw a party for her and he's gonna invite everyone who didn't vote for him and then blow them all up because that's gonna like it was just like one of those stupid cliche bad guy things it's just so stupid.
Everything cliche and corny was thrown into this film. But it was almost given like a pass because they knew they were making fun of themselves.
Yeah. It now that I think about it, it really reminds me of like the old Batman Adam West kind of style.
Oh,
like very stupid, where the bad guys are very silly. Even the good guys are kind of like goofy. It had a lot of those kind of vibes, you know, like
I can see that.
Not taking itself too serious. Because there's the one part when he goes and breaks into their like base and he tries to tell them and Laser's like walking around them and like he has that dramatic pause and he's about to say kill you both and she says it before him and then he gets mad and the whole time Melissa McCarthy's like you guys need to figure out your thing and then as they're leaving like the hole they made in the wall like one goes one way and one goes the other way. And then he comes back and he's like, oh, dude, go that way.
That way.
So it's just like very this goofy. And I don't know. Like for me, I'm like I enjoyed that. Just the goofiness of it all.
Okay. Maybe I didn't accept it for what it was. I was really on the fence just because I don't know. When I think of Melissa McCarthy, she's not necessarily from Chicago. I think she's from like a suburb in Chicago. And every time
Yeah.
I see people that, and maybe just I'm just a hater. Maybe I'm a hater. Who knows? But every time I see people that are like from an outskirt suburb of Chicago, but they'll claim Chicago hardcore, I lose my respect a little bit.
She's Plainfield.
Plainfield. That's
Plainfield.
fine. I like Plainfield. But like her or like D Wade. Isn't D Wade from like Evanston or something like that? Or am I thinking of somebody else?
I could be wrong. I'm not sure. But yeah, I mean, but I don't mind that as much because if you tell somebody, "Oh, I'm from Plainfield, Illinois," and they're
They
like,
don't
"Where the
know.
fuck is that?" Or like, "Oh, it's right outside Chicago." I was like, "Oh, okay." You
Oh,
know,
it's in
so it's like,
Chicago. Okay.
yeah.
Yeah.
I think it depends who you're talking to. If you're talking to somebody from Illinois and you say you're from Chicago, they're like, no. You're not from Chicago. You like you, we know who's from Chicago and who's not from Chicago, you
True.
know, and like stuff like that. You know, like same thing with Fall Out Boy. They're not from Chicago. They grew up in a burb, you know.
Okay.
So,
She's on
but
that
they
one
claim
TV
to.
show, is she not? Isn't she on that one TV show with that guy from King of Queens? It's called, I think, Mike and Molly. It's on The
Yeah,
View.
yeah. Well,
Also
it's a
based in Chicago.
yeah. He's not what well, he's not the guy from King of Queens, was he? Oh, it might be.
He wasn't the
He was
lead guy.
the side character. That's right. I
He was a
think
side
so, right?
character.
He was like the cop. Yeah, he was the cop in that show, something along
Or
those
if he
lines,
wasn't King
wasn't
of
he?
Queens, it was. Oh
I
yeah,
could
I
be
think it
wrong.
was King of Queens.
Probably. Yeah. But yeah, the Mike and
Well,
Molly, which was a big show. I mean, that what really made her who she, you know, is now. You know, so and then you know she got a few good movies that were kind of funny, and then she just rode that wave of it all. But yeah, I well Bridesmaids was like the big one
Okay.
that got that really like the movie that really got her kind of going because she was kind of same character, kind of goofy. I remember somebody saying she's the Chris Farley of like women and like of like kind of today, you know. So she does a lot of the falls over, lands really hard, loud, obnoxious, you know. I don't say fat because she's not really like fat, where Chris
She's
Farley was
not.
kind of a big boy, you know. But like, I mean, she's not like a skinny, she's not like Scarlett Johansson, you know, in a leather
Right.
suit. You know, their leather suits, you know, fit them, but they were normal. I would say more normal instead of like supermodel.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, yeah, it was just that. I don't know.
Was interesting. I was expecting a superhero movie. I know they're kind of more playing the parody of it. I was kind of hoping to see like a swole looking Melissa McCarthy or like a swole looking Octavia Spencer. I was thinking about something like that, and then you see the storyline, you're like, okay, no, scrap that. They don't gotta work that hard. Let the comedy speak for itself. But I was kind of
Yeah.
hoping for something like that.
She lost a lot of weight, like Melissa McCarthy.
She did. She has lost. She's
She
come
lost
a long way,
a
right?
lot of weight. Yeah. She lost a lot of weight. I mean, I'm sure they wear their like Spanx and everything underneath all those suits. Everyone does, but
Right, right, right,
but yeah,
right.
no, she lost a lot of weight, which is good for But I mean, she's definitely, yeah. But I mean, for her, she's that Chris Farley kind of style, you know, falling over stuff, landing really hard, loud in your face kind of thing. Which
In the
she was
butt,
exactly like this. Yeah. I mean, like she was training and she like jumped on like a box jump and
yeah.
she tripped and like fell and flipped over. And I'm like, that's Chris Farley falling on the table, you know, like,
Okay,
you know, that's she has those vibes, you know, kind of thing, which is not a bad thing, you know, because Chris Farley didn't invent that kind of, you know,
no, but I can respect
comedy
it.
style either. But yeah.
I can respect the comedy. It's something different. It's not like I said, it's not for everyone, but it's something that it can please a few audiences. If
Yeah.
you do like Chris Farley, I do miss Chris Farley, man.
Oh,
He
yeah, dude. He was
was one
amazing.
that did like hella drugs, right? Didn't he do hella drugs?
Yeah. Thought he
He's
died,
like a
man.
big party goer, always
Yeah.
drinking. And I'm glad she's not on that path, but
Yeah,
man.
I know. Yeah. Well, you know, I know, like a little off topic. Chris Farley was the original voice of Shrek.
I heard him
Did
doing the
you see it?
lines.
Yeah, there's
I
video.
saw.
Or not video, but like audio video of it.
I really
You
hope that
know.
wasn't like his best work though. Like I don't know. Like I could see him being Shrek, but I really think Michael Myers or Mike Myers.
Mike
Get it
Myers.
right, Mike Myers,
Yeah,
Michael
Mike
Myers.
Myers.
Mike Myers, I think he really nails Shrek. Like, I think
With the
maybe.
ac the accent and stuff like that. But
But Chris Farley, he could have done well if he would have stuck with
yeah.
health.
Well, I mean, yeah, he was super funny. I mean, if you ever get a chance to watch like the SNL Best of Chris
Oh
Farley,
yeah,
oh,
hilarious.
awesome, like super awesome. But I know we're going off on
It's
a
okay.
tangent.
It's
But
okay.
I mean, she is, which I think it's harder being a woman to be that kind of that style of comedy where you're loud and in your face and very physical,
Okay.
because it can easily be like looked at as like something different, because like, oh, like that's not what a woman's supposed to do kind of thing. But she does it, she pulls it off, like whenever I know she's in a movie, I'm like, most of the time I'm like, that's who she's gonna be. Very rarely I think she's played a serious role where she's not that. And she's, I mean, she's a not a bad actress, but you always assume, same thing like Chris Farley, you always assume exactly what that character was gonna be, loud, falling over into shit and stuff like that. So that's why I didn't expect anything too crazy with this movie. Like I was really hoping something else would have been out for us to watch it. But I think this was definitely the big one that was kind of like on everyone's radar,
For sure.
but yeah. So we're coming up to an hour. Oh well, so well, they finish it, they beat him, and
How many rounds,
she
pretty much?
sacrifices herself because there's a bomb. So she's like, oh, I'm gonna take the bomb, and I'll do it, because the daughter and the mom, she's like, I'll but obviously she doesn't die. She jumps out the building, lands in the lake kind of thing, which is like, it was a really cool scene, like the
Loved.
merchandise, I believe it was the merchandise mart, and then jumps in the Chicago River, big explosion, which also, when I was thinking, I'm like, she has super strength, shouldn't she just have like chucked it in the air like super high, or just chucked it into the
She
water? I'm
could
like,
have.
you didn't have to go down there with it. But
She
I
had
mean,
options. She definitely had
yeah.
options. She could, you know what? She could have chucked it in the air. If she could throw a school bus
I
like
know.
nothing, but the little, what was it, a briefcase or some bullshit? It was a
Just
briefcase.
you're by a window, just chuck it. But again, it's playing on the tropes that the bad guy or the good guys have to sacrifice himself to save the day kind of thing. So, but
Funny.
yeah, but she obviously she survived, and they went and went winning. Oh, the one thing is like there's her security guard lady. I forgot what her name was. She went to betraying him, which I didn't. I kind of saw that coming, but I wasn't too kind of sure because she was
Security
kind of a
guard.
what was her name?
Oh, from the beginning? You're talking about the.
Yeah.
How does she. Oh, shit.
She sets her up. They're going to stop the main bad guy, and for some reason, like Laser knew they were there, and then that's when they were singing the whole "Kiss by the Rose," and then Laser comes in and beats them up. It was like it was her secured Allie, I think her name was it Allie?
Oh, okay.
I think so. She's the one that kind of like betrayed her, like tipped them off and stuff like that. Which I'm like, oh, that's kind of messed up. That sucks.
Oh, her. Oh, the older chick. Yes.
Yeah,
Okay.
yeah, yeah, yeah. The one
Much
in all
better.
of the suit the whole time with the black hair. I think it was Allie. But yeah. But yeah, they win, good guys win, bad guys lose. It was not bad. Bateman kind of helped save the day too,
He really
a
did.
little
He
bit,
did.
and
Our
that
ways
was when
one.
when the king ripped off. And then that was another thing. He didn't like just being called king or Mr. King or something. He's like, no, it's the king.
A
I was like,
king.
yeah. So that was kind of funny. But yeah, I don't know, man.
You had to give a
He's gonna do
review.
our reviews on it.
Yeah, let's go
So
ahead.
we'll keep
Give an
out of
official review.
five.
What do
Out
you
of
give it?
five, I probably give it, man, I would say maybe like a 2.5 stars, somewhere around
Oh,
there.
Okay.
You know, like it was good, but it was just average. It was like I would say even like a C plus maybe. Mm. You know, like it was good, not that good. You know, maybe 3 stars if you really like that kind of stuff, but it was okay. It was okay. I had good some good chuckles and stuff like that, but I don't think I would watch it again.
You would not watch it again, and if you would you recommend this movie to someone, or would you just say like, no, don't even try watching it?
I think if we're like a family, maybe if you like a family night movie would be pretty good. You know, maybe like kids, especially maybe like a couple little girls. You know, so I think seeing like, you know, like, oh, heroes and bad guys at that point, because Laser is a woman as well. So it's like, true. Oh, it's not only just men, you know. So I think that's kind of a cool kind of thing. But maybe like family night, because it's definitely kid friendly. You know, it has its adult jokes, but it's hidden enough where you really don't quite understand it. There's a lot of like, you know, like the whole seasoning on the claws right before they have sex kind of thing. It was very sexual, but it was funny because she's doing that. So, right. You know, it was PG-13 too, so it's not too bad. Okay, but yeah, I would say like a family night, you know, a couple kids, and you want something funny to watch.
If I were to give it a rating, I think I'm gonna have to go with 2 out of 5 stars. 2 out of 5.
2 out of 5.
2 out of 5, just for the reason being, maybe I'm biased, right? Maybe I like superhero films too much to where I expect so much from the CGI to like the stunt doubles and all that stuff. Like they didn't, I will say, I give them 2 stars only for the fact that the ad-lib jokes or the jokes that kind of went on too long, like they were very cringeworthy, but a lot of it was pretty funny. It did make me chuckle, but just chuckle enough to give it 2 stars. Was I cracking up? No, not at all. Was I, you know, pausing it and rewinding just to hear something again? No, I wasn't doing that for this film. But it was something to watch. It was something at least nice enough to have for like background noise. Yeah. But will I recommend it? No, I'm not going to recommend this film. For having 2 stars and for the quality that they had, again, like storyline was kind of crucial to be, you know, to be a good film for me, and they didn't hit it on the mark too much. Again, too many cliches and too many things like that, which worked for this type of film.
Yeah.
But not my cup of tea.
That's not your cup of tea.
2 stars.
I thought you were gonna give it like a 1 or something, because even for me, I was like, it was average. It was like somewhere right in the middle, you know, 2.5, you know, right up there. Maybe 3 for me, but I think 2.5 is about good. Because the same thing, it kind of chuckled. I think I watched it while I was doing the dishes and like cleaning up the kitchen a little bit today. So, because I know you said the time was a little too long, but I thought the time was not too bad. Because an hour 45, I'm like, good. This movie deserves to be under 2 hours. Like, it should not be over 2 hours. So that worked out pretty good. But yeah, I mean, it everything was just kind of like, just made me chuckle, you know, like. So I was like, watching. I'm like, like kind of, you know, especially in the beginning when she like tells him to get in the trash. I kind of like laughed at that. But you know, for me, it was what I expected. Maybe a little bit more than what I expected, because I expected garbage, like garbage, trash, garbage, and this one wasn't too bad. But yeah. So I mean, it was like kind of silly, physical, slapstick kind of potty humor at times too. So
definitely,
I won't say I enjoyed it, but it was okay. It's not gonna win any Academy Awards, but it's not the worst movie I've seen. It's not the worst movie I've seen. I don't know if like Justice League, like the Snyder Cut, is probably a little bit better than this movie, but I don't know. I don't want to compare everything to that movie, but that's kind of what people are doing now.
I mean, that's our most recent superhero film, so yeah, we could throw it up on there to compare. This one, it didn't wow me. I wish, like, I feel like even casting, right? Maybe they could have chose better people or different people to give off a different vibe, you know? What if you had a top female comedian like, what's her name? I can't think of her name. She's always with Kevin Hart. Damn, I can't think of her name. She was in movies? Yeah, she's in a bunch of movies with him, Kevin Hart. I can't think of her name. She was like homeless at some point. He picked her up and kind of took her.
Really?
Why can't I think of her name? Hold on, I'm gonna look it up now. Kevin Hart. They weren't they in that one film like Bad School or like Night School.
Night right? School. Oh, was that? That wasn't Tiffany Haddish.
Tiffany Haddish. That's what I was.
Was it Tiffany Haddish?
Yes, Tiffany Haddish. Yeah. If they would have had her in this film, you know, would that have changed the outcome of how funny it was or the jokes that were involved, you know? They didn't play on the race card too much for humor. It being, you know, a diverse film, they have an African-American female actress and then you have a Caucasian actress. They didn't do too many of those jokes. I was kind of surprised by that.
No, that was one thing I did really enjoy about it, how it was okay with everything. Like, it was like race wasn't an issue,
yeah.
You know, where it was a big thing. And there was a lot of, like, LGBT kind of stuff where, you know, she had asked the daughter. She goes, oh, you know, are you seeing any, you know, boys, girls, you know, whatever you're into. And yeah. Then there's a couple. Oh, the grandmother. That was the whole scene. The grandmother thought they were a couple, you know, and she had like a wedding topper with like a little white girl and a black girl, like, you know, holding hands like for the wedding topper.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, that's kind of funny. So, and it's like. It was just like something weird, like that. Right? Yeah, but they didn't think like it was weird or anything. It was just like, you know, it was just like, oh, we're friends, you know, kind of thing.
I'm kind of glad they kind of played over that, actually.
Yeah, and I like stuff like that. You know?
It wasn't meant to be a controversial film, so I'm glad they kept it more simple, like how you said.
But, well, if you normalize stuff like that, then it just becomes the normal, you know, because then you're not making it a big deal. You know, kind of thing, you know, where like shit, I don't know if you've ever seen Schitt's Creek, you know, in Schitt's Creek, they don't ever, it's really, really, really good show. I love it. I mean, it's over now, so you can like binge it all. It's like six seasons. But it's in a little town and no one's racist. No one's sex, you know, no one's like homophobic or anything like that. So it's very like, oh, it's just people living, you know, it doesn't matter if he's gay or stuff like that. But yeah, so I mean that was one good thing about this movie, that it just kind of just normalized everything. It was like, oh, race isn't too big of a deal. Like, yeah, she's rich. It's not like she's rich and black, you know. It's like, no, she's just rich and smart, you know. You know, the same thing is like, oh, she's a nerd. It's like, oh, she's not a black nerd, you know. Like, no, she's just a nerd, you know. Even though like that offended her, like that was her offense, was like being called a nerd.
True.
You know? So you know that that was like something I'm like I noticed. You know, I was like, oh, that's, I like that when they do that. It's just normal, you know. So
right.
So that was kind of cool.
Right. Gonna step on anybody's toes
for sure. Yeah, and obviously that's a conscious decision that, you know, the filmmaker and all of them made. But yeah, man, I think that's it, man. I think we both were around the same. I was kind of surprised that we were around the same ratings for this one.
Me too.
I enjoyed it more than you, but
I think you did enjoy it more than me, and I still give it a solid two. I thought you were gonna give it like a three, like a high three or something.
I was thinking about it, but I'm like, that's why I make maybe a three, but I think it's a solid 2.5 because it's an average, normal movie. It was okay. It didn't, you know, do anything out of the ordinary. But also, I went in with super low expectations, and I think you went in with a little bit higher expectations than I did. So you were here, and I was here, and we kind of like, you know, met in the middle somewhere. So. You know, it's how it goes sometimes, but right. Yeah. Not bad.
Right.
Anything else you need to say about the movie before we start closing it up?
No, it's just some plugs. If you guys want to follow me, please, we'll have links in the comments. We'll have links on screen. for Peppa MD is where you can follow me at YouTube, TikTok. I'm on Twitch. I don't really stream as much as I want to, but you'll catch me here and there in the mornings. And on Facebook, of course, you can catch me on here with the podcast. Kramer, where can they find you?
Yeah, so we got all our podcasts up here. So Sunday's Morning Spike at 9:30 a.m. And then 8 p.m. we're here doing our movie review on Mondays. Mm-hmm. Tuesday is the Grizzly or the Panda and Grizzly. It's where they talk about Chicago Bears football. Wednesdays at 9 p.m. Central, we have the Dynasty Pylon where Martin talks about IDP and Dynasty Fantasy Football. And we have Did We Just Become Best Friends Thursday nights, the OG podcast where me and Fredo talk about whatever's trending and all the pop culture kind of stuff. But yeah, that's it for this week. Come follow us on Facebook, follow you know Will everywhere. He puts up really funny TikToks. I gotta admit, real quick, I saw your TikTok when you were on vacation. Did you know the person that you pulled the bumper sticker off of?
No, why?
No, I'm like, no, he has to know that person. There's no way that he did that without like knowing the person.
Oh man, listen, I'm anti-racist all day, every day. The moment, so here's the thing that you didn't see on the video, right? Just real quick, they had like three stickers, right? One was the Trump 2024 or 2020. The one in the middle, it said BLM. But it had the abbreviation that said Biden loves minors. And I was like, oh, Jesus. So I'm like, wow, they're just okay. Anyways, they're shitheads. So they had that one. I tore that one off completely. Right. Then I seen another one that said Hillary for prison, something 2020. And I was like, you're just like a fucking feminist hater. You're just like, dude, like this guy, whoever it was. Was just a shithead. All the stickers he had, and there was other ones too that weren't seen. But I seen that, and I was like, well, one thing in Texas, if you ever go to Texas, they're really, really big on not littering. So that's why you see me. I grab the stickers and I shove them somewhere. I don't want to admit, you know, I don't want to incriminate myself, but but I shove them somewhere so I don't litter. I didn't want to litter.
That's funny. Yeah, I'm like, he had to have known that person or something. I don't know. But I thought that was super funny. I laughed when I saw that one. But yeah, man, follow Will on TikTok. And I'm on Twitch as well. All our info is going to be down in the description and all that stuff. And then follow our channel. And if you have any good movie review names, me and Will are looking for a name, like a permanent name rather than just movie review. We're looking for a name for our podcast because this is something we're going to keep up every week. Mostly new movies that come out the weekend of, but we'll see what happens. Cool, man. Thank you guys for watching, and we'll see you next week.
Later. Bye.